At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors: Par Hopper Golf Apparel, Two Pilots Distillery, Knife A Month Shop, Nobles Networking, Gridiron Coffee, Derm Dude, Red Circle, our management company. Thank y'all for putting a little change in our pocket. All the corporate sponsors that run before, during, and after the show. Make sure you get a raffle ticket now for our $100 truck giveaway. I think we're at like 55 tickets sold. Somebody's going to win a 2001 Toyota Tacoma. It is a dirt road monster, a farm truck. Make sure you get your ticket now. Hit me up if you don't know how to get that. Message me on Instagram at JLTerry87. All y'all know I have a fucked up sense of humor. Fella I have on the show today has one of the best TikToks and Instagrams I have seen. He keeps getting flagged and banned on TikTok, and it is unfair because he is hilarious. I would like to introduce y'all today to my buddy Marshall, but y'all might know him from social media as Gregory. What's up, big guy?
What's going on?
Man, I'm glad you came to hang out today.
Oh, yeah. I was excited about it.
I am too, dude. I really hate that you catch a hard time, dude, because you are one of the few people on social media that is original and has something that I actually like watching, man.
They hammer me. Everybody's so obsessed with proving that I'm not, you know, a truck driver and not, I don't live in a trailer, and they just hammer the shit out of me.
Who do you think hates on you the most?
Actual truckers.
You think so? Yeah, that's what I think it is too.
I get that a lot. They're like, this guy's full of shit. He ain't never been in a truck. And I'm like, dude, I don't drive a fucking truck, man. Like, Ace Ventura, that's not Jim Carrey in real life.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it is too. I'm always getting on to, we have a lot of people that come in here that they think that it's always the opposite side of people that are hating on them. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a lot of women that have like the OnlyFans and stuff. And I try to explain to them all the time, it's not the women that have the OnlyFans that are like being ugly to them. It's the women who don't. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite way around. But in your case, I think it's really the people that live in the trailer parks that think that you're actually picking on them, but you're really not. You're trying to play in homage.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely not picking on them. I mean, I grew up in one.
I did too.
You know what I mean? So,
well, I grew up in a trailer.
Me too. Yeah. I didn't grow up in the park. I grew up in a trailer. But I posted one video where I record all my stuff is in. There's a solid gray wall. You can't tell what room I'm in. I had the camera tilted a little bit, and you saw an outlet in the wall. And there are like two or three people right immediately. I've never seen a fucking trailer with USB outlets in it. And I'm like, God dang, they're just waiting to call my bluff.
They have to make those now.
I would think so.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they make those now. There's no way they don't. They make fucking trailers now that look like farmhouses.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fuck them.
Yeah. I had a stripper pole of mine.
Fuck yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I want a fucking stripper pole of mine too. Yeah, there's this miserable fucking people, dude. Yeah, I can't. Nobody can post anything anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to make somebody. I got a buddy who's a musician, Dustin Heron. He's just he's literally the salt of the earth. Good, fucking, humble, just nice guy. Now, he's a curly-headed fuck from Alabama, but besides that, mm-hmm. he's a good person. But all he does is hunt fish. That's all he does. And he has PETA people that get mad at him because he posts videos of him hunting and fishing and everything. And he literally sings like gospel songs.
Yeah. I've seen people get hit for hunting on TikTok.
And it's just like, nobody can have fun anymore. Nobody can have a difference of opinion.
Dude, Jill plays Rhonda Jean. She and I both get hammered every time we're on live for bullying each other. Or hate speech or whatever, because we'll get going back and forth, and I tell her she's a piece of shit. She'll tell me I'm one, but I don't know if people get mad when they find out this is not all you know, real, but it's aggravating as shit.
I don't know if they get mad. I think they're just miserable fucking people.
Yeah, same.
I think they are. And I've told people time and time again, there's certain keywords that if you look for in your lives, like if somebody comes in asking like what your pronouns are, go ahead and block them right off the bat. If they even come in, like if somebody asks you a question that's completely off the wall, regardless if they have a following or not, like if they come in and says, even if like I get people asking me political questions like right off the bat or anything about masks or anything or what do you think about COVID?
It's bait.
You bait, block them right off the bat. If you do that, most of the time you don't get reported. It usually kills your numbers on your live, but also on mine it does. But at the same time, like you don't get blocked or you don't get banned.
I was for probably the last month before I got banned, I was blocking 10, 15 people a day.
Yeah,
every day. It's the same shit. Pronouns, and I told my mods if the word pronouns used, block them.
I don't give
a fuck what they're talking about. Just get them out of here.
You don't have a fucking choice. But it's also, it's people. I don't know who sets the bots up, but they're fucking, they're just losers. They're miserable, miserable people. How did you start the Gregory shit? Because I'm telling you, I look for people to have on this show that are original and that I think are funny. You probably don't realize how hard it is to make me laugh. I think that 99.9% of people on TikTok are fucking morons.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Same. I don't understand it. Nothing about what they do humors me. The first time I saw Gregory, I had to go to your TikTok and I had to watch every fucking Gregory video. And then I found out Justin Nunley is going to be so mad what I'm about to say. When I saw that, I was like, this is my favorite. Justin thinks he's my favorite.
Hey,
Justin is shit compared to you.
Justin's son proclaimed me as his favorite TikTok.
You're way better than Justin. So Justin can suck it. You hear that, Justin? You can suck it.
Justin, yeah. His son, I'm the favorite, so I'll take it. But no, this will make you laugh. The funny thing about, so that shirt, Gregory's shirt.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you I bought it for Gregory.
Yeah.
I bought that shirt to wear to a Christian rock concert, Skillet, with my daughter. and I wore the shirt to the Skillet show. And that's the only time I've ever worn it. But that was probably, shit, I don't know, 8 years ago. I love the shirt so much I couldn't hang on to it, or I couldn't let go of it. So I hung on to it, and I just randomly did this truck driver skit. I hated it. I thought it was very boring. People are going to hate it. There's just some dude in a room talking, but, man, they loved it.
You obviously, you wouldn't know because you could never see my closet. I will literally show you, like, three pearl snaps that I have here that are so close to that. I like the ugly fucking shirts. Yeah. I like the fucking ugly pearl snaps. I thought the shirt was badass, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I had to dig this shirt up out of the laundry to wear it because all my shit's... all I got's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with bullshit. I think the uglier the shirt, the cooler.
My daughter's the same way, man. We go out and it's just she doesn't give a shit and we don't... Man, we have fun.
I think like literally the uglier the clothes, the cooler it is. Absolutely. Like, who gives a fuck? I don't like dressing nice.
Yeah. Justin was supposed to send me he has a beautiful black pearl snap shirt.
Yeah.
With playing cards on each shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
It's hideous, but I fucking want it.
Oh, dude. You have to pass it on the way here. Horsetown.
Oh, yeah. That's where I got Gregory's shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's
where I got it. Dude, they've got some fucking nasty nudie suits.
Yeah.
They're not nudie suits, but they're pearl snaps.
Yeah,
but they're
yeah.
the same designs, but they're actually like just button-ups.
The when I cut my hair and did the whole change, you know, Crystal did that to me. We went to Horsetown, and that's where we got the black shirt.
Yeah.
And these are actually the new Gregory pants I'm wearing, but all that came from Horsetown.
Fuck yeah.
Good shit.
Dude, I love it. That's all the fuck I wear. I'm going to Texas next week, and I'm telling you, everybody is going to think I'm the fakest cowboy you've ever seen in your life, and I cannot fucking wait.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite video you've done so far with it?
The laundromat.
Have you uploaded? I know you showed it to me a while ago, but I know TikTok took it down, but have you put it like on YouTube and
it's
stuff?
It's still on YouTube. That's the only place. See, the thing about the laundromat video is the girl in there that it looks like I'm making out with, she's an ex. She's an old friend. The other girl is her sister, and she's married.
Okay.
And she wanted to be in it. I'm like, sure, two girls. Yeah, because Gregory, let's go.
Yeah.
I was like, you understand what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
So we did it, and I tried to keep away from her. I didn't want that much interaction because of her husband. Well, I guess it was a problem, and they raised hell. So I took it off Instagram, left it on TikTok. It lasted 7 minutes. I got banned, and I left it on YouTube, though. I told her I'm not taking off of YouTube.
Yeah, I've ran into that shit before where people want to be.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Until they see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pissed me off so many times. Hey, look, I'll tell you. I was kind of telling you a little bit about what like Bearded Bastard was like earlier. So, like, we used to do like Titty Tuesday, Hump Day, like Ass Day challenges, and like Freaky Fridays and stuff, like sex sales. So, like, to promote like our t-shirts or stuff, like we would get women to send in like titty pics or whatever, posted or whatever, like real taboo shit.
Yeah.
It was great until it just got real old, real fucking quick. And, you would get guys fucking irate with me. To this day, you would be surprised. Like, my listening audience is like 70 to 75% women because men hate me. Men fucking hate me.
I would not guess that.
Every guy thinks I've fucked their old lady.
Yeah.
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the old Bearded Bastard stuff. They don't realize, like, I haven't. Like, I've not even got close.
Yeah.
But they would all think that they would see a set of titties on like our stuff or see an ass or whatever, and they'd be like, that's my old ladies. And be like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, you don't trust your old lady. Like, and that's – but I can't stand that if you don't trust your old lady enough, don't do that.
I thought you fucked mine.
Well, my bad.
That's what, you know, that's why I was
– my bad.
Hesitant on coming, but
– I don't blame you. I might have. I don't know who she would be.
You might have.
it depends.
It happens. I ain't mad at you.
I got nothing but love for you.
Yeah. That laundromat video took 16 hours to edit and lasted
you did a good job.
7 minutes.
It did a good job.
On TikTok.
Y'all put way more effort into that video looked really good, though. I mean, you did a very, very good job of it.
Yeah.
And I really wish there was a platform that you could do the more taboo stuff like that at. And there's just really not.
I mean, YouTube Shorts now, I'm hoping YouTube Shorts becomes a little bigger.
Yeah.
Because YouTube...
I've never even heard of it until you just said it.
It's their version of TikTok.
Okay.
It's kind of new, but you can get away with a lot of shit on YouTube.
Really?
You know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have to look into that because I like doing a lot of fucked up shit. I like not necessarily making fun of people, but some videos that I've done have blown up extremely quick. Like I've had probably about 10 or 15 videos that's reached like 500,000 views in probably 2-3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But every one of them got took down as soon as they hit about 500,000 views.
Yep.
Because I said I was bullying or harassing. And it wasn't that. It was like I was playing along with the previous video.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of just quit doing that with people.
Yeah, I don't want to get on a rant about TikTok, but I'll keep you here all night if you let me. The problem with TikTok is the viewers have all the power on TikTok.
Absolutely.
The creators are shit.
Yeah.
They don't give... Because the creators take money. The viewers spend money on those coins and shit. And what's aggravating is that you can have a troll account with zero. I can piss you off in real life.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fucking. I screw your old lady. And you can say, all right, motherfucker, I'll show you. You can go report every one of my videos and take my fucking account.
Yep.
Just like that. For no reason. Because the difference in YouTube and TikTok is that on YouTube, if you report a video, it gets sent to their people and they review it and then make a decision. TikTok, if I report it, it comes down.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to appeal it, and they fucking suck at that shit too. So
yeah,
it's usually gone just because you said that hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got to remember too, like it being a Chinese app,
Yeah.
They don't have to follow the same rules as anybody else.
Yeah.
They don't. But they also just, they really just don't give a fuck.
No.
They don't. They'll let a 16-year-old girl get on there and shake her ass mm-hmm. and show whatever fucking she wants to show. But me and you can't get on there and make a dick joke.
Yeah, because that 16-year-old girl will get on live and make, you know,
them a ridiculous amount of money.
$10,000 in one night. So
it's a joke. I hate seeing all the people that fucking get on there and actually spend time and effort, but
yeah, I didn't mean for that to happen, but I'm picky as shit and I'm a perfectionist and started making the videos and like I catch myself spending hours and hours and hours editing a 45-second clip and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? So it's just the way I am.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't blame you. I mean, hell, it took me 20 minutes to figure out what the fuck was wrong with this podcast before we started because I made the mistake when I first started this show back in October of 2020 to where I made a couple episodes was wrong. Anyway, I wasn't doing a certain couple things right. So now I'm over the top with make sure everything's perfect. Mm-hmm. So I don't knock anybody for wanting their product to be fucking absolutely right. You never know who's listening.
Right.
And you want it to be absolutely perfect every single time.
I'm so picky.
You should. I mean, you're too good at what you do. If you're as good as what you do, like you were telling me earlier, you got to meet Fluffy. You got, what's his name? Gabriel?
Iglesias,
yeah. And the fact that he was hitting you up, talking to you after the fact, you have something unique. Like, you're fucking good at it, dude.
Yeah.
You can't half-ass it.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Take your fucking time.
It's crazy hearing that. I mean, it was just a stupid TikTok, you know, when I did it first.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it being a stupid TikTok at first.
Yeah.
But that's how, like, you realize that's how a lot of shit starts off. Like, it starts off as a stupid idea at first.
Yeah.
And then it snowballs into something. Like, Bearded Bastard started off as a stupid Snapchat at first. Led to a radio job. Then it led to this now. Everything starts off as something at first. Mm-hmm. Like, it took Dave Stone. It took my buddy off the History Channel recognizing something in me. It took a radio station hiring me to get to where I'm at now. And that's where it's obvious that you have something. But it takes people telling you that, too, because it took me forever. It took people busting that shit in my head forever for me to understand. I just today had somebody that convinced me, like, hey, you're pretty decent at songwriting. I'm like, let's record something today. And it took a long time for me to even be confident in that. And so, like, it's you've got something, dude. Like, it might take people beating it in your head for you to realize it, but there's a reason why, like, I wanted you on the show. There's a reason why Fluffy's hitting your ass up, man.
Well, I didn't understand why you wanted me here, but I appreciate it. You know, we talked about that. Yeah.
It's unique, dude.
I got all kind of stupid ideas, man. My mind's so crazy all the time. And like yesterday I started a SoundCloud. I'm going to start doing family-friendly raps.
Friendly raps?
Family-friendly raps, just for the hell of it, because it's funny. And I got grills. My daughter wanted a grill for Christmas. So I was like, all right, fuck it, let's go get a grill. So, and then I saw the grills, and I'm like, I got to have a grill. So
that's fucking great.
So we both, we were Christmas shopping for her friend's stuff, and we spent all our money on these two grills. And then I got earrings, and she got necklaces and charms. And so we just got iced out, spent all our money. Our friends, we just pretty much shook their fucking hands. We got grills, though.
That's fire.
So Now I'm like, I got to use it. Now I'll start rapping a little bit.
Hey, dude.
Fuck it.
I'm not going to tell you the idea until we get off here because I might fucking steal my idea. But me and some buddies from Nashville are fixing to do something that's really similar to what you just said.
Yeah.
That we think is extremely fucking funny.
But
yeah, you can't come up with a bad idea. Like, there's so many people that are scared of their ideas because they're like, somebody's going to pick on me.
I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
Listen, I kind of welcome it. That's why I do this shit. Pick on me. That's fine.
Yeah. I can't remember the dude's name now, but there was a dude on American Idol fucking 20 years ago that sung so fucking bad. A Chinese guy.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Can't remember his fucking name now. That dude made millions.
William Hung.
Yeah, William Hung. Yeah. Made millions of dollars making an ass out of himself. Yeah, yeah. You know what? If I can make millions of dollars making an ass out of myself, please, for the love of God, let me make millions of dollars.
You damn right.
Let me make an ass out of myself.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I don't care. I've been broke 30 years of my life. Let me not be broke the next 30.
This SoundCloud thing's gonna be funny. I don't give a shit. If anybody likes it, I don't care. But it's my girlfriend's gonna do it with. We're a team, and you know, just stupid shit like taking trash out. Just it's stupid.
How are y'all gonna record it?
I got a little bit of equipment.
Okay.
For that, yeah.
Well, if y'all need any help with it, I got a studio.
Yeah. So what are you doing this weekend?
I mean, so we can professionally record it if you want it to sound good.
Hey, yeah, that's gotcha.
Hey, that's what this shit's here for. We believe here. One of the things that I really believe in is everybody fucking helps everybody, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up the album cover so you can see. Yeah, we already got it.
Yeah, that's what everybody's supposed to fucking be doing. There's too many people. I did a show with a lady last night. Oh, that is fucking amazing.
Is it not?
That is fucking awesome. That is badass. One of the things I really fucking believe in, dude, is in the day and age we live in, like, there's a big enough piece of the pie for everybody. There is too many people that are like, oh, I'm only worried about myself. I got a friend right now that, like, I'm borderline, like, cutting the fuck off. Because they are, it's almost like they only are, like, kind of in it for themselves. And I've helped them a lot. Like, I'm sure you got, like, buddies like that, right? And it's like, hey, how come when you ask me to do something, I do it? But when I ask you to do something, but, like, that ain't how it's supposed to be. Why can't we all just, like, help each other? Like, let's all just kind of, like, build each other up. Like, this is supposed to be a fucking community, right? Nobody has to – there should not be anybody that is focused on just them getting paid anymore.
Right.
Like, it shouldn't be that way.
I didn't even put any emphasis on getting paid from Gregory. Everybody stayed on my ass. But I made some merch because that was funny. Did you ever see the panties I made?
Uh-uh. I didn't know you made Gregory panties. Oh, yeah, they were panties. Oh, goddamn, I'd have bought them.
I get you a pair.
You give me some Gregory panties.
I'm going to bring you some, hang on the wall.
Fuck yeah.
It's got Gregory in gold lettering on the ass, and on the front, right on the crotch, it says it's E3, and it's got a crown over it.
Fuck, they're fucking gorgeous. Yeah.
They're lacy.
Dude.
They're amazing panties.
I will seriously put them on the fucking walls in here.
I'm wearing them right now.
Absolutely, my guy. God damn, I hope you're wet looking at me. They should fucking better be moist. Fuck yeah. Dude, see, that's where I wish you had the fucking... This right here is why more people... Have you seen, like, the creator houses and shit?
Oh,
like,
man, yes.
Okay, so I've had this idea for, like, the longest time is... I don't like the term redneck because I'm not a fucking redneck. Yeah. Like, I'm Southern. Like, I am Southern. I don't like redneck at all. No. I'm not living with a bunch of fucking people. Like, I am, I am no fucking, but I've always liked the idea of, like, hey, as adults, there ought to be, like, take away, like, the stigma of, hey, why don't we get together like once every 2 or 3 weeks and sit around and like just pitch ideas to each other and like let's just come up with some cool shit to do together.
That'd be cool as hell.
And like let's just make some content. Like let's, you know, do a show together. Let's come up with some cool shit, bounce some ideas and everything off of each other.
That'd be cool as hell.
Yeah, like, honestly. Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I've been trying to get together here. And one of the things that, like, I had talked to Justin about was, like, hey, man, you know what would be real cool is let's start doing this thing, like, once a month or once every couple weeks or whatever to where call it, like, the boys club to where we all get together here at the studio and do, like, a podcast together. Like, 5 or 6 of us sitting around the table, have a couple drinks, bullshit, make some content, and just see what good fucking – just ideas we can come up with. There's no way that with four or five of us guys sitting here, or even women, of course, we include the ladies too, that you there's not a million-dollar idea.
Yeah.
There's no way with their fucking the creative minds sitting here, there's not a million-dollar idea there.
Yeah.
No way.
I'm down.
Well, see, the thing that, a lot of people don't realize, and the more I'm in Nashville and the more I'm around, like, songwriters and the people that are up there, the thing that Nashville and those type of places like L.A. and everywhere has over where we live at is that everywhere you go is another creative person. Mm-hmm. Creativity drives creativity. Me and you could sit here and talk for fucking 4 or 5 hours, and me and you would come up with something good between the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's two creative people in a room together.
Yeah.
Now, outside of me and you sitting in this room together right now, it's probably going to be hard for me to find another creative person right around me right now. Mm-hmm. And probably same thing with you. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't think the same way that me and you think. They can't come up with Gregory.
Yeah.
They can't come up with my show. So, but up there, everybody's creative. Everybody's an artist. You're an artist. I'm an artist. Yeah. Justin's an artist. A lot of people we have on the show is an artist. So you put a lot of artists in the room together, they're going to create art. And that's why you put a lot of songwriters in the room together. And that is what I want to do. I want to have a lot of people come together all the time.
That's a badass idea.
Yeah.
Actually.
There's
like a hype house with creators.
Yeah, but only every once in a while. You don't fucking, because we're adults. Yeah. You got adult shit to do. Yeah. I can't fucking live with y'all guys. Y'all don't want to fucking live with me either.
Yeah.
There'd be no way. Y'all wouldn't have a liver, or y'all would hate me.
Yeah.
I drink way too much to fucking hang out with anybody that often. I don't want to hang out with me that fucking often. There's no way anybody else would want to.
I don't think I hang out with anybody often. Nobody on a regular basis.
I don't want to. I have to change up my friends quite frequently.
Yeah. How much shit can you talk about?
I can talk about any goddamn thing all the time, but it'll be getting very repetitive probably.
Yeah. A lot of blackout drunk nights for me back in the day.
Yeah, I take a lot of Adderall, so it's not a lot of blackouts anymore.
Yeah, I took it on the way over here.
There you go. Fucking love it. You know. It's my favorite. I'm going to Texas next week. That's all I'm eating. That and pussy.
Adderall and pussy. Sometimes Adderall out of pussy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. God damn, that sounds like the best trip ever.
Oh, dang.
Oh, shit. So tell me about meeting Diamond Dallas Page. Let's change it up real fast.
I'm just sitting here thinking about eating Adderall out of a pussy. That's it.
That literally sounds like the best dessert ever.
Would you let it dissolve? Or just a little bit?
I don't know. God damn.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Anyway. God damn, I think it's got hard. Anyway, what was it like me, DDP?
The rest of this show will be on OnlyFans for 20.
No shit. You're going to have to subscribe. Shit.
That's the end of the.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Free content.
Oh, shit. God damn, we're going to have to go to the health clinic in a minute.
So I was at the Fluffy show, and we were just chilling backstage, having a good time, laughing and cutting up, and Fluffy was, he wanted to make a TikTok for me, which I was like, what? So I was filming him. He was sitting in a chair doing his thing. And the door opened. I looked. I kind of glanced over and just saw it was two people. And I just held them up because I was recording. And we got done. I looked over and it's fucking Diamond Dallas Page. I was like, oh, shit, dude. I didn't know I was holding up Diamond Dallas Page. My bad. And he come in and we met. Fluffy introduced us. And we hit it off, man. And that night, he gave me his phone number and home address. And he's like, stop by. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what people say. Like, yeah. I'm not showing up at this motherfucker's house. Like, you're probably drunk. And the next fucking day, he texted me. Hey, bro, good meeting you. Whatever, just generic, how you doing text. I'm like, what in the fuck? So I was like, is the offer still good to come by? And he's like, yeah, come on. They were having a Christmas party that weekend, and he invited me to his Christmas party.
No shit.
And he's like, but you got to dress up. And there's pictures on Instagram, but
I saw it.
It
trust
was
me.
A fucking great time.
Holy and like, shit. What?
And then just a couple times since then, he's texted me random stuff and just, hey. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool experience.
I'm not going to lie to you. Goddamn. Fuck.
I tried to get him to diamond cut me.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, please just fucking hit me with a diamond cutter.
He is one of those. He is one of those that I got obsessed with wrestling about the time I was in fifth grade.
Him and Sting.
Yes.
They were my guys.
Fuck yes. Well, I'm a big Stone Cold guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was WCW would have been Diamond Dallas Page and Goldberg and Sting. And then WWF would have been Stone Cold and Stone Cold. Like it was.
That was
probably Undertaker. Undertaker. But DDP was always the fucking guy.
Yeah.
You know, I saw those pictures and I was like, this fucking guy. And I was like, what the fuck?
That was the highlight of everything for me.
It had to be. It had to be.
I grew up idolizing this guy. And his basement is, he's got a, I don't know, it's a room full of all his wrestling shit. And it's just belts all over the wall, pictures, of course, all these different plaques and all this shit. It's just amazing. It's like a shrine, a DDP shrine.
I'm going to have to get you to text him about, hey, look, there's an obsessed guy with you that like I'm doing a show with right now that's like a professional. Like, I'm going to have to beg you to.
He got me drunk as shit, and I was going to stay at his house, but girl I was with didn't want to. So.
There's a girl that has sent me Snapchats. It's a younger girl. I think she's a couple years younger than me. That is friends. Her dad or her uncle is friends with him. So, like, she's been at his house and hanging out with him. And she has told me I could come up there before. But, like, she wanted to date. And, like, I'm a very upfront person. I was like, I'm not looking to date. Like, whatever. Like, it was off TikTok or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm always that guy. Like, I don't like to leave people on. Like, she was very upfront. Like, I wasn't trying to sleep with her or whatever either. Like, I was just, like, very honest. Very open and honest. Because she's like, you want to take me to a date or whatever? And I was like, look, I'd love to go get drinks with you or whatever. But I live 2.5 hours away from you. Like, if you want to come ride dirt roads, hang out, come listen to some good music or whatever, that's cool. That's cool. But, But I want to meet Diamond Dallas Page. Like, that's what I was telling her. I was like, as soon as – because all her pictures are – one of her videos where she had on TikTok was with him. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. She kind of teased me with DDP. She led me on. And then I was like, I'm not dating you.
I'll text him.
No shit.
I really will.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not even playing.
Because
he is one of those. Well, the thing with him, it's not that I'm a wrestling fanatic. I'm that period of wrestling fanatic. I don't like new wrestling. Same. I don't like new wrestling. It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
I have gone through a lot of spiritual change and mental change in the past 12 years of my life. And what he has done for people with like his yoga and for what he's done for people just period, he's like a huge influence on me, just what he has done spiritually for people.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's the DDPY, the yoga thing is it really it's not yoga. He kind of hates that it's called yoga.
I think it's a whole mindset.
It is. I don't really understand the yoga part of it, but man, he gets and he had people at his Christmas party that he's helped and stuff. And he's like 70-year-old people just running around the house. Yeah. Like, and then he had this big presentation of showing these couple people before they started. And I'm telling you, they were like decrepit.
Yeah.
And he really changed them. And he's just so genuine. He gave me a lifetime subscription to DDPY.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay. And then he's like, I know you got the Gregory thing. And I was like, yeah, DDP, I can't like get fit. There goes everything. they don't want to see some honky truck driver.
Well, what's fucked up is I'm a big nerd too. Like, I like comic book shit, like Marvel and all that kind of stuff. I had went to a Comic-Con, comic book convention in Atlanta, and I'd ran into Buff Bagwell up there, and I had talked to him about getting on the show or whatever, and he had mentioned we'd got to talking about DDP or whatever, and I had never paid anybody to be on this show, like never ever paid anybody, and I was like, he had told me at one point in time, he was like, or Buff Bagwell didn't, his manager did, he was like, yeah, pay me this, and we'll help you get DDP on there. There's something fishy about it. I never paid, never paid about it or whatever. But it was just always one of them things where I almost paid because that's how much I think of this dude. Like, I think so highly of him to where, like, even if he wasn't to text you back or whatever, next time you talk to him, just tell him, like, that dude is the fucking shit to me.
I really will. I got...
like, I think that highly of that fucking guy.
I got so much respect for him. Yeah. Just, he's so generous and he's just a nice guy. He really is. You know, you might not think it because he's a wrestler and he plays all the angry shit, but he's a very, very nice guy.
You can just tell. Like, there's a moment, and I think it's the Jake the Snake documentary. Yep. I think it's that one, to where he it's kind of a moment that I think I actually had with, like, my dad. Yep. My dad was struggling with some stuff at one point in time, and, like, he has this moment with Jake to where he's kind of fed up with his shit, but he still loves him.
Yeah.
And he wants to see, like, the fucking best for him. It's like this tough love fucking moment. And it's like, fucking, he makes me, like, my little fat ass is crying watching it.
Man, he saved Jake's life.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's just like, motherfucker, how are you making me cry watching it? And it's so authentic and it's so heartfelt.
Yeah.
And it's just really like, there's something about him that is so special, whether he is being that boisterous character on television or whatever it is, or he's being that heartfelt person with helping people the way he has. He's just special.
You know, I've seen him on Cameo, and I was just scrolling through there seeing who was on it, and I come across his page. And, you know, I think you pay for like a 60-second thing on Cameo or maybe 30 seconds. But I was reading the reviews from his, and people are paying for 30 or 60 seconds, and he's sending them 10 and 12 minute videos.
Yeah.
Because whatever's going on, he just gets so passionate, and you can see some of it, and he just goes and goes and goes for 10, 12 minutes.
That's cool, dude.
Like, doesn't charge extra. It's just, he's just passionate.
He's different. I've just seen so much about him. There's a lot of those guys. There's a lot of them. Because of this show, I've had a chance to even have some WWE's guys on here. And we've interviewed some of them. And, like, we've got to talk to some that just are – they're fucking assholes.
Yeah.
There's some of them are just like, do you realize what you do? There's a couple of them that – I'm not going to say their name. There's one that I just didn't even post their interview. Like, it was a complete fucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
And it's just like, do you even – your job is to entertain. Your job is to be nice. I get that you're playing a role, but, dude, you're not what you think you are,
Yeah,
man.
I think they forget. There's so many kids' idols.
Exactly.
That's the part that pisses me off. Yeah. I know, my little brother is the biggest wrestling fanatic I've ever seen in my life. I liked wrestling, but he was like – still to this day, he watches old shit, and he idolized these guys, the Sting, the Stone Cold, all of them. Like, they were idols, and, you know, if they go around acting like doing stupid shit, that would influence him.
Yeah,
and that's what these other guys don't realize.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember him, but Billy Gunn, Mr. Ass from is D-Generation X. You remember them?
Yeah.
With, like, Shawn Michaels and Triple X.
I remember Billy Gunn.
He was Mr. Ass. Okay. Anyway, I hit them up because I always try to find a lot of wrestlers have TikTok now, like the old school guys like we like. They have TikTok, and they don't have big accounts because nobody knows who the fuck they are, right? But they were big in the 90s. And, you know, I get it. That a lot of people don't know who I am because my TikTok account, like, I got, I don't know, I think it's 270,000 followers, something like that, right at it. But they'll see it, and they don't see a blue check mark by my name or whatever. So they're like, oh, I'm not going to pay you much attention. So I'll comment on people that I think are whatever. And I'll be like, hey, love to have you on my show. You know, reach out to me. And, like, I've had a couple of them that have messaged me back. He was the most recent one. And be like, well, yeah, we don't do small podcasts. And I look at his numbers and his views on his videos, and I look at what his Instagram and all his stuff is, and, like, I just respectfully message back, and I'm like, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. And I look, and I'm like, you fucking dickhead.
See, that shit.
It's like, I get, no offense to him, but I get more fucking views and more interaction in a day than you get in a fucking month. Like, don't be a dick, man. Like, man. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of you. Like, you were big in the 90s. I'm big now. I just want to reminisce with you. Like, you know, I would love to see you be back to where you were then.
Yeah.
And I think some of them understand that. And I think some of them are still living their glory days. Mm-hmm. I love seeing the ones like DDP. I love seeing him just still acting the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like some of them are just special, dude.
Yeah, I can't stand people that act like that, dude. The first time I did a podcast or anything, Gregory, the Honeysuckle Springs drama had just gotten pretty popular. And this guy with like 200 or 300 followers, he does a little podcast out of his house. And he wanted me on the show. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, let's do it, dude. I was like, this is the first time. So you got the gold. And he was like, he's so excited. I was like, man, I really don't give a fuck, dude. You want to talk about some shit? Let's talk about some shit. I don't care how many numbers you have. And it was a cool. We did it over Zoom because I don't even know where he lives. I can't remember. But he thought it was the greatest honor. And I'm like, dude, stop. You're a fucking guy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit about numbers.
Well, it really, like, the numbers don't matter. Like, it's not supposed to. It's really how you're supposed to treat each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's the numbers really only come into play when you're just really trying to promote each other. Like, when you're trying to cross brand and everything, like, you don't want anybody that, if you got, let's say Justin. Justin's got, what, he just hit like four million yesterday. Million. I don't care because he's still a dickhead. But he deserves it. He came up with one of the best fucking gimmicks I've ever seen on anything. He's good.
Brilliant at finding the first video. The videos that he jumps into.
He is fucking good at what he does.
He's good at finding it's a real quick shock value. And then, hey.
And you know what I really fucking like about him? He's genuine.
Yeah.
He's a genuinely nice fucking guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I think of everybody that I've had on the show, I think I've talked to him more after he was on the first show than I talked to anybody else. So that's maybe like two or three people. Me and him, we fucking talk almost every other day.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. He's just such a fucking nice person. He's a good guy.
Crystal was Gregory's main interest. You know, and Justin knows that. He's seen me sneaking around the house, but, you know, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that here.
I don't care what you talk about. You can talk about whatever you want to. But
I can always tell him. I was like, dude, I'm going to show up at her school, and I'm going to knock on that door, and when she opens it, it's going to be me. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, yeah, but I'm going to do it.
He probably think it was funny as fuck. But the numbers only come into play with something like Justin would probably, with his following, if he liked somebody that had 100 followers on something, and he actually liked them, and they had a podcast, or they just had a small TikTok or whatever, he would do his best to help blow up their account or whatever, just to maximize their numbers, like to help them grow.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that matters.
He gave me a ton of advice and pointers. When he saw it starting to get a little big, he was like, dude, this is going to go do some shit. And I'm like, nah, it won't. He's like, I'm telling you. Yes, it is. I see it. And he's given me plenty of tips along the way, you know, stuff not to do, mostly a lot of stuff not to do. He had me go back, and my older content was just random stuff. And there was political stuff and racy stuff. And I took all that shit.
That political shit don't work, dude. I did it.
Nah.
It's okay to do it on something like this, to sit here and talk about certain things, and I don't care about doing it. But I'm also middle of the lane. Like I'm as middle as it fucking gets. And I let people that are right voice their opinion. I let people of the left voice their opinion. Mm-hmm. But you cannot do it on TikTok, and you damn sure it's getting where you can't do it on Facebook anymore. Like,
yeah.
Instagram's about the only one that really just lets you. Instagram's weird. Like, you almost think they wouldn't let you do it. But Instagram don't give a fuck.
I hear that. Instagram's hard. I can't get followers. I don't know what I'm doing wrong on Instagram, but it's
Instagram,
tough.
Your followers are going to come from TikTok or Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can do the hashtags and stuff on it, like for your post. But it Instagram's weird.
Yeah,
I don't get it too much. But
I don't either. I try to learn it. TikTok's so aggravating because it's such an asshole app with their community guidelines. But it is so damn good for growth.
Yeah, it's the easiest one.
Absolutely,
it's the easiest one. But their algorithm is the easiest of all of them to figure out. But it's also, too, it's the easiest one took away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't with that one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be around much longer, though. I think that's why, but I've been telling every fucking body that's been on the show, it's the same way that all these people that are getting the notoriety that they're getting now off of TikTok, it's the same way that the people like me that blew up on Snapchat was. When Snapchat blew up and all of us got these huge fucking followings out of nowhere, it's the same thing. Our accounts blew up and then they got took away. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, it's the same fucking thing. And now it rolled over to where our TikTok came out a couple years ago. And then Snapchat became kind of obsolete, which is still, everybody still uses it, but it's not used the same way that it was back then. So now, go ahead and start looking for the next fucking thing.
And Vine used to be...
Vine, same thing. You know. That all it is it's going to roll over again. So whoever finds out what the next app is going to be the people that ends up being the king of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Everybody has to be looking for the next step.
You know anything about Clapper?
I don't know what Clapper is.
It's a less managed TikTok. New app. I forget what their tagline. When you open it, it says something like, it says something basically like you got freedom here, you know. And so I think a lot of people are talking about Clapper. I don't know anything about it though.
I didn't realize that's what. I think I've seen people using it now that you said it, but. If it's anything like TikTok, then it'll fade out. You always want something that's kind of this different. I don't know what's different about it than TikTok.
From what I see, I'm on it. I don't do anything with it. I just download it to check it out. It looks exactly like TikTok, except less strict community guidelines.
Okay.
So you can get away with a lot more on there.
Yeah, supposedly. I'll have to check it out. I just don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the next one is. There's got to be something. There's somebody developing something somewhere that's going to be the next thing that caught up. But also, too, as soon as, and it's almost over with now with COVID, because COVID fucking is fixing to be gone anyway, I would think. It needs to be anyway. As soon as the fucking life gets back to normal, if it actually does get back to normal, TikTok's dead. Because all these people that blew up on it in the first place, they got to get back to living. I mean, they got to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why a lot of people started, because they weren't doing anything else.
They couldn't get out of their fucking houses. Yeah.
That's why I started. I hated TikTok. Fucking hate. A year ago, I used to get mad at my daughter for being on it. Like, that's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, I didn't start mine. The only reason why I have TikTok, when I started this studio in October 20, was I hired three girls to work here when we first opened. And they were supposed to run my TikTok, my Facebook, and my Instagram. And they were supposed to make social media posts promoting the show, promoting the studio, merchandise, all this kind of stuff. I realized how fucking stupid they were. And they couldn't they couldn't do anything that I can do. I thought because they were good looking and everything, I was like, hey, y'all can be creative. If I could have done the bearded bastard shit, y'all have tits, you have ass.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Women, I love every one of y'all, and I know that's my listening audience. But it is so much easier for a woman to get follows and likes compared to a man. If you don't believe me, you go post a picture with just your cleavage hanging out compared to me posting something inspirational, and you see which one gets more likes. It's stupid.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
You either got to have a gigantic dick, be rich, or in my case, you got to try to be funny because you don't have either one of those things. So,
well, even if you're funny, you still have to be so over the fucking top funny. Like, it has to be something so good compared to just cleavage.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking stupid. Yeah,
they
it's
just
not even
stand
fair.
There. They just stand there.
Yeah, just stand there with your tits hanging out.
Yeah.
It's not even fair.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it if I had them, but, you know, doesn't work for me. I've got cleavage, but nobody wants to look at it.
Oh, I definitely have bitch tits.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fucking my phone. I hate my friends. They know. I have jackass friends that they know on Friday nights. We used to party here on Friday nights. And then I was like, look, fuckers, I can't do this. Like, I have to be an adult. And everyone was like, hey, I want to hang out. It's like, no, you can't. Like, I have shit to do. I have to, like, my Friday nights are when I record shows, I edit stuff, I try to get, like, some real fucking work done. And that's when, all during the week, I'm lonely as fuck here because every one of my friends have to go to work the next day. I work my own schedule. So during the week, I do what the fuck I want to. And on the weekends, that's when they're like, oh, I want to come hang out. And it's like, no, bitch, I have to work still. Like, it's complete opposite for them. I sleep all fucking day, though. And then I work all night. So I'm ass backwards compared to everybody.
Yeah. I guess it sucks being off work and shit during the week. All your friends are at work.
Yeah. You don't have nothing to do.
It's boring as hell.
I used to play a lot of golf. Lately, I've done nothing. I'm getting fat again. Same. Like, I don't give a fuck about it. What do you got planned? Like, what do you want to do, like, with Gregory growing? Or do you want to grow Gregory? Or what do you want to do with your, so, because I damn sure don't want to see it, like, fade out. I think it's too good. I know we kind of got off topic just talking about bullshit, but, like, I want to see it grow.
I'm trying to figure that out. I've been thinking about that for, today marks 2 weeks since my account got taken down. And I've been trying to figure that out for the past 2 weeks. I don't know. It's coming off TikTok.
Yeah.
I do know that. When I post other things, people constantly hammer me with, I want Gregory. I miss Gregory. This is bullshit. Where's Gregory? But people don't quite understand the amount of time and effort and money that it takes to make those posts. I mean, I'm going to Knoxville, Alabama, Florida. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all these different places. And buying props, buying trucks, you know, just to make a video, just to have it fucking taken away.
It sucks, dude.
No, I'm not. So I'm not even going to try that shit again on TikTok. It's not worth it to me. You know, and then the time. I mean, I spend all weekend making a 60-second video.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, weekend I'm not spending with my daughter and shit. So if there was a reward, hell yeah, but there's absolutely no reward when it gets taken down. So I don't know. I think I might try to continue it on YouTube a little bit. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know.
What's your Instagram? You still got Instagram right now, though, don't
you? Yeah, Instagram is MarshallP83.
I tell you what, folks. Tell them again what the Instagram is.
MarshallP83.
Tell you what, because I got an idea for him. I was telling him before the show. If Gregory had his own podcast, and Gregory had some of his friends from the trailer park in here, and they got to fucking talk about trailer park shit, and they got to be full-blown fucking trashy. Not with me, but their own show. I want to know if y'all would listen. Y'all should message him on Instagram or message me on mine and let me know what y'all think. I think it'd be a good fucking show.
That'd be cool.
I think it would, dude. Yeah. I really think you've got something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it go away.
There is some stuff in the works for it, but I probably won't be too much of a part of it other than just signing it over, handing it off. But
oh, don't do that. Yeah, not unless you get a fucking big fat ass.
Not like that. It's just a whole different kind of script, but based off of it. So,
I got you.
Kind of a different kind of show. Being written.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't tell too much about it then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't share too much now to get yourself in trouble.
It's gonna be funny.
Well, I bet it will be. Well, just make sure you stay part of it as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't take Gregory. It's based off of it. So.
Well, cool.
I'll still have that, but I don't know. I don't know what I want to do with it yet. I really don't.
Well, if you need any help or any advice with or whatever, I'm very good at character development. And, dude, I think you got something fucking really, really solid there.
I do, too. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Well, dude, I very much appreciate you coming by and hanging out. And if you want to hang around after this, have a beer. Or if you got to get back or whatever, that's cool. We got to call DDP. If you can. But yeah, dude, I appreciate it. And drop your Instagram or TikTok or your YouTube, all that stuff again real fast so they can go follow you. And all that good shit again.
Instagram is MarshallP83. YouTube is just Marshall Patrick.
And, folks, thank y'all very much for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. Hey, go get your raffle ticket now for the $100 truck giveaway. And we'll see you next week in Texas. Probably do a couple more shows this weekend before then. I don't know why the fuck I said that. But thank y'all for listening. See y'all later.